Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Jepkes, and she heads up the children's part of the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning.
It is, well, I think it's about summertime, and that means it's time for some exciting things happening at the library.
We have stuff down here that will keep the kids busy all summer. So we have a great reading program this summer. The younger kids, their theme is Fizz Boom Read, so a lot of science-type activities. And then the older kids, a Spark a Reaction.
Okay, both kind of related. I mean, you can kind of see that. I'm thinking when you go the Fizz Boom thing, I'm thinking this isn't about soda pop.
No, there'll be some explosions down here at the library this summer. So,
all right. Well, that sounds pretty exciting for everybody involved. Well, let's talk about the Fizz Boom Read. You know, what are some of the activities? What are kids going to be doing?
Well, starting next week, we have our carnival kickoff, which is on Thursday, June 12th. And that's from 3 to 6, and it's open to all ages. And now this is a carnival, not rides, but it's a carnival with a lot of different games. We're going to also have a magician here from Davenport and a bouncy house that the Y has donated for us to use, so that was great. And a few of the games will have prizes and so forth. So that's kind of kicking off our month.
Now, when you say all ages, there must be some parameters on that, but maybe not.
Three-year-olds and up.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Because, you know, in terms of appropriate kinds of activities, that I think it's helpful to know that. All right. So that's just the kickoff for all of this program. You start right out with a big bang, so to speak.
That's right. Starting on June 16th, we have the Blank Park Zoo coming again. They are going to be doing a program called Weird Animal Science. And I did call them to find out what animals they were bringing, and they said, we never know. It just depends which ones are in good moods that morning. So, just like people.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting to think about that they can tell? I mean, the zoo personnel has to pick these animals out going, okay, what's your day going to be like today? I mean, it's kind of fascinating, but that's why they love their jobs, I think.
That's right. So, but they always bring some really good animals. We have Laura Canning, and she's going to be doing Moon Pies and Rockets. Now, this one is one that the kids will have to pre-register because we're only taking 25 kids in kindergarten through third grade. And when we talk about our grades, this is the grade they're going into next fall because they're no longer kindergartners if they just finished kindergartner. So that's kind of how we work that on our calendar. And then on the 23rd, we're having the Science Center of Iowa, and that one is called Kablooey, so I think that might be a few explosions there. And then on the 25th, I think this is the fourth year in a row that we've had the Grout Museum from Waterloo come. Every year, it's a totally different program, and this one is called Colorful Chemistry.
All right, and some more possible explosions, but certainly sounds fascinating. I mean, what kids wouldn't enjoy this because you're going, oh, I'm just kind of thinking about all the things that are happening, and you go, oh, and probably you along with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I always tell people, you know, this is down in the kids section, but we are, you know, I've given a lot of adults program calendars. We want adults to come. I've sent, you know, going to be sending it to Heritage House and so forth. So, I mean, any adults, if you want something to do, come down. It's for fun for all ages.
All right. And that, so that's really good to know that you're not keeping the adults out because, as I say, so much of this would be new to adults as well as to kids, new experiences. So let's keep on growing and so on. Okay. Now, is this just for the Fizz Boom Read and you have another group of things? For the Spark?
It's all kind of combined since okay. It's for all ages. Okay. So, and I did forget to say that we are having the Country Critters from Red Oak, and they are bringing wolves on the last Monday in June. And we've had them scheduled one other year, and someone, the presenter became ill, so couldn't come. So I'm really anxious to see these wolves that they have.
When you say that sounds kind of scary, but I'm sure it's all very safe or they wouldn't be able to do that. Now, since this is from the library and you're keeping these kids busy, What about books that go along with all this? Do you have any companion books along with the activities?
Well, this is one of the most important because we have a Read at Home program. And this is for, you know, because we know these programs, not all kids are able to get here. Parents work. It's hard to get their kids to the programs. But the Read at Home program, there's really no excuse because everything is done at home. The only thing we require is that the books need to be from the public library. And the reason we do that is because, you know, these kids eventually are going to have to do book reports and so forth for school. And we just feel they need to familiarize themselves with the public library. So that's why we do that. But we have programs for three-year-olds through eighth grade. And, you know, the three-year-olds through kindergarten age, it's a Read to Me program. So obviously, you know, most kids are not reading at that age. So the books that are read to them by a family member, they get to mark it. The reading logs for first through third grade, they just have some, it's kind of like a bingo, but not set up that way. We just give them suggestions like try an author you have not read before, or read a biography from the JB section, that type of thing.
So it's not necessarily on a specific subject that they have to read the book. They have lots of choices there.
Right, right. So, and we give them suggestions, and we will help them find something that will work. And then for the older kids, it's a reading elements. And when they get the reading log, they'll see that it's kind of like an element chart. And this was tough to do because we had a hard time figuring out what type of books to go with the letters. But like for NA, we put nature book, so some kind of a nature book. F for fantasy, O for, oh, wow, attend a program, you know, that type of thing. So, and then after they read so many books, then they can come and spin the wheel down at the library and find out what prize they have won. And they continue through this after, I don't even remember. I think it's after 20 books for the older kids, then their name gets put into a drawing for a grand prize.
All right. So their prize is kind of along the way here as they go, and then a big grand prize. Do you want to tell us what the grand prize is?
I would, but I don't know what it is yet. I'm taking suggestions. I keep asking these kids, what would be a good grand prize? And nobody gives me any ideas. So if you have an idea, come in here and tell me.
All right. Good point that, just everybody kind of gets to give you a clue right now.
I can tell you last year's grand prize was a $100 bill.
Well, that's pretty exciting. You could do whatever you want to then with it. Okay. So suggestions, just bring them on in to Julie and let her know. And again, when does all this start?
It started yesterday, but you can sign up anytime. You know, all through the summer, really. It goes, the reading part will go through August 8th. Now, and that means, you know, if you're going on vacation the end of July and you're kind of done with the reading program, that's fine. You know, you can stop it whenever you want. But you have from June 2nd through August 8th to complete your reading logs. And just so the parents and the boys and girls know, I do contact the school and let them know who completes the reading program. So when they go into fourth grade next year, all those fourth grade teachers will know who was reading this summer.
Who was reading? Now, you've given us a couple of themes there, that Fizz, Boom, Read. Is that something you make up, or where do you get that resource?
Actually, it's the theme for the whole United States. If the library so chooses to use that theme, a binder is made up, a packet of all kinds of fun activities that go along with it. They choose a different group of people each year from different parts of the United States, and they put together this packet and send it out, and I think majority of the libraries use it.
Well, it's a really good resource. So again, when the reading program has started, but when is the first activity?
The first activity is the carnival kickoff on June 12th. And that's from 3 until 6 out in the parking lot. Now, in case of rain, we'll bring as many games inside that we can do inside.
And anybody's welcome, any age, basically 3 and up was probably best, but come on over. And is there a fee?
Everything's free.
All right, that's the kind of good fee we'd like. It's free. We want to thank you very much, Julie Jepkes, the Children's Library for the Atlantic Public Library. Check with your local library to see what's going on there. And until next time, here's the thought. Explore the world. Read a book.